Thousands of people gathered in Plaza de los Periodistas, a historic square in the center of Bogotá with views of the Andes, for presidential candidate Humberto de la Calle's final campaign rally, waving red flags and shouting slogans such as "The candidate with experience" and "Save the peace." Supporters were covered in a flurry of confetti as the former minister made his entrance.
¡Habla la experiencia!
Después de ver
After 5 decades of war, after seeing mothers dress their children in uniforms to fight, after 8 million victims, terror and violence is coming to an end. But today, there are people that want to go back to the past. They want to ruin peace.
Y retornar a los pesares de la guerra. Se quieren tirar la paz.
¡Viva la paz!
71-year-old De La Calle, bespectacled and wearing a bright red party sweater, is a statesman with outstanding public service credentials. He served as a lead negotiator on the peace accord and is widely viewed as the best candidate to implement it. 22-year-old Ana Maria, a secretary from Bogotá on her lunch break, stressed that although education, welfare, reducing inequality and increasing foreign investment are all important issues, they are all hinged on a lasting peace.
It's extremely important. Without peace, we can't do anything. We've spent over 50 years stagnating because of the war. Now is the time for young people and old people alike to move forward and to stop thinking that war works or that the only thing that matters is the security of our cities.
As with Ana Maria, preserving the peace deal is a top priority for many voters. Yet, it is an issue that divides Colombia. About half of the country opposed Santos' agreement with the FARC, and no candidate is more tarnished by association with it than De La Calle. Polling at 4%, he is the least popular of the presidential candidates. Blocks away in the capital's main Bolívar Square, crowds are gathered for another candidate's rally. A stage fit for a rock star is being readied to receive 55-year-old former vice president Germán Vargas Lleras. He is the wild card of these elections, with a strong following in Bogotá, the coast and central regions. He has a reputation for getting things done, one of the things that attracted 34-year-old Edmund Rodríguez. A taxi driver from the department of Meta, Edmund's handmade sign explained that Vargas Lleras' pro-growth and pro-business stance will kickstart the economy.
I think there are two things that need changing in Colombia. The first is the economy and a lack of incentives for businesses, and the second is lack of faith that the peace process can be successful. I think the two things have to be dealt with together.
However, more than most, his Radical Change Party is under the microscope for corruption, and polls show that nearly 60% of Colombians have an unpopular view of him. With elections around the corner, Iván Duque, the far-right candidate of the confusingly named Democratic Center Party, is topping the polls. Despite his lack of experience, he can count on support from the many opponents of the peace process, including former President Álvaro Uribe. Jairo Bustamante, an economics student from Bogotá, wearing the navy blue of the party, was flyering for Duque in a shopping mall in one of the wealthier areas.
Yo sí quiero la paz.
I want peace, but not at any price. Public funds being spent on that could be spent on infrastructure, on making our economy stronger, on buttressing our mining and agriculture sectors. Peace can't be the only thing on the agenda.
The identity of the other frontrunner is surprising. Former mayor of Bogotá and one-time M19 guerrilla Gustavo Petro now stands closer to the presidency than any left-wing candidate in Colombian history. Advocating for agricultural reform and social programs for Colombia's poor, his campaign rally last week attracted 60,000 people to Bolívar Square. Catarina Echeverri was one of them. An architect in her late 40s from Tolima, she still isn't sure who she will vote, but is now certain it won't be the two front runners. In a race that began with 8 official candidates on March 11, the number of candidates has been reduced to 5. But despite a narrowing playing field, Colombians overall remain deeply pessimistic and divided over the future of their country. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright in Bogotá, Colombia.
un saludo para todas las delegaciones que nos acompañan hoy aquí en el Parque de los Periodistas. Desde el Meta, los amigos del Meta, ¡Delta Lima!
¡Viva la experiencia! ¡Viva!
Les quiero pedir un favor a todas las personas que están.
¡Viva la experiencia! ¡Humberto de la calle! ¡Viva la experiencia! ¡La experiencia! ¡Aquí está la tercera edad! ¡Y va a gobernar! ¡Aquí está presente! ¡Aquí está el hombre que sabe! ¡El proceso de Colombia!